This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, hootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sean McDermott spoke Monday. Brandon Bean spoke today. It is Tuesday here at the NFL Combine. And just before we got Brandon Bean, big news from the Buffalo Bills, Matt.
Yeah, Khalil Shakir signs a four-year contract extension that keeps him in Buffalo through 2029. The reported money on the deal, it's been out there from Adam Schefter and from Ian Rappaport, a couple of the other big insiders in the league. It looks like at maximum, it's about a $60 million deal over the course of the extension, $32 million guaranteed. So if you look at the absolute highest that could be, it would be about $15 million a year, a little bit more than $15 million a year. The one thing I will say to that is that the initial money that whenever we see these deals thrown out is almost always from the agents because they want to make their client look like they got the biggest payday humanly possible. So if it truly is $15 million a year, it's kind of exactly what I would expect for Khalil Shakir. But usually it's a little less than that. Usually the numbers are a little bit smaller. So I already really like the deal. I think it's a good value for the player. But I think I'm going to really like it when we see a little bit more of the contract in the next couple of days. Good player. He's only 25 years old. Very reliable. Plays well in big moments. Kind of feels like a no-brainer for the Bills. And I think both sides win here.
Yeah, and the numbers from the initial reports, as we will get more details later, I'm sure, as you said, 38 million or 32 guaranteed. What was it?
32. 32.
Thank you. So 32 guaranteed. That's always the biggest, that's, you know, number.
Sure.
And that's over 4 years. So, you know, you divide that up. That's not even, you know, 10 million a year if you want to divide it up in that regard. There was also a part of that where it said 18 million over the first 12 months. So my guess is you're going to count the signing bonus and the base salary in the first year here as how much he's getting basically money and cash money up front. And that's where that $18 million comes from. I agree with you. I think this is a deal that always to me didn't seem like it was going to be tough because it didn't seem like the Bills really had to break the bank to keep Khalil. And it wasn't like he had the kind of season or career that he's going to be able to go to market and go to the highest bidder. And it's going to be this outstanding deal. And it feels like he wants to be in Buffalo. It's always been a kind of a good relationship. So I think this just kind of fits that they got this done first. It was always a question, would it be Khalil? It's Rob Bernard, Greg Rousseau, James Cook, Christian Benford. And this seems like it was the easiest one to get done out of that group and is the first one to get done.
Yeah, and I could also maybe argue that it's the most important one, not to get done, but just the most important player to lock up long term. I think Christian Benford is the best player of the group, but I don't think he's going anywhere either. James Cook is the really interesting one, and I'm sure we'll talk about that. Khalil Shakir has been incredibly reliable for them. And for an offense that doesn't have a true number one, I do not think that this changes my mindset about the offseason. They're still going to go out and try and get a receiver in some capacity. But I think they really like the idea of having just a legitimate, good, solid, reliable number two who is available under contract for the next several seasons. And like I said, he's only 25 years old. I mean, through the 2029 season, we were talking about a player who is going to be in the prime over this entire window. I think this could be a contract in a year or two that we look back on and go, wow, what a bargain the Bills got there.
And this is yet another player that takes an ascension from year two to year three under the Sean McDermott, Brandon Bean regime and era, right? We've seen this from so many guys, Terrell Bernard being one of them.
Yes.
You know, you can go back. I mean, there's been lots of guys over the years who you say their year two to year three jump was a really good jump. Even James Cook had a really good year two, and then even took it to another year level in year three. That's kind of been the MO. These guys get in the program and they, you know, really ascend. And I remember when Khalil Shakir was drafted and we all thought, okay, this is a nice player. He does a lot of really nice things with the ball in his hands. He could be a little versatile. He can return punts. But when he couldn't get on the field his rookie year, remember, Matt, he was inactive a lot his rookie year. He couldn't get on the field. It was one of those discussion points from fans up there. They go, they don't play rookies. And oh, what, this guy can't get on the field. Well, here we are 3 years later, and he's become their most consistent and reliable wide receiver.
Yeah, I mean, he had 76 catches in the regular season this past year. That's not nothing. Yeah, that's a very good
100 number. Targets, I believe, right?
100 targets, 76 catches, four touchdowns. And then once again, he was productive, at least at times in the playoffs. 2 years ago, he was exceptional in the playoffs, you know, that Chiefs game and then the wild card run against the Steelers. I just think that they still think that this is a player that's ascending. I think they think in a lot of ways he's very versatile. Not they think, he is a very versatile player and can do a lot of things. And I feel like in their head, this isn't the perfect comparison, but in their head, I think they're giving Josh Allen the guy like they had with Cole Beasley now for the next several years. You know he's going to be out there. You know he's going to make plays. You know he's going to be available, right? He's more versatile than Cole Beasley, not quite as effective as Cole Beasley was in that particular role, but just a really solid player. I like this move. I would go even further. I really like this move for the Bills because I really like the player. I think he's a really good player.